Good morning, everybody. This is Judith A. Gulp. You're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. So, basically, it was a pretty calm night. My mom kept popping up and down, but we really didn't, get into it or anything. I think I'm just going to have to hire more help because it's really ridiculous. From Friday afternoon to 6 a.m. today, I don't have help, and I need more help. She is a handful. I mean, it's the nights that are really the issue. It's sundowning. And I don't know why they call it that, because it starts in the early afternoon for my mom. It's definitely around 1 or 2 o'clock. Plus, I hate daylight savings time. Not to be super negative about it. I just don't like it. It really throws me off. And I don't know if that's the purpose of it. If they just like keeping people disoriented. I don't know, but it really is troublesome, and it becomes extra problematic for people with sundowners because it either comes an hour earlier. Yeah, now it's, or when you fall back, it's an hour later, but the hour earlier is problematic. And you can't tell me, based off of my mom's behavior, you can't tell me that we're not affected by the time of day, by the movement of the sun. I mean, there are even certain days of the week where she's more unruly than other days. It's very strange. And those patients lose their sense of what time of the day it is. Their circadian rhythms are completely off. So, those things matter. And I don't know. I think I'm just tired of people having control over my life. And I don't mean it in any kind of melodramatic way, but it just feels like when you look at the school system and you look at the healthcare system and you look at all these poorly managed systems, the prison system, and don't get me wrong, there are people who earn a spot in prison every day. They need to go there. Now, do prisons need to be reformed? Probably yes. Yes. I don't think there's any major institution in America that doesn't need reform. The university system, it's probably 6 times what I paid when I went to college. That's ridiculous. It costs too much to do anything in America these days with this kind of inflation. And I don't know. You just feel like you're like on a puppet string or something. Like, who's controlling all of the high interest rates? Like, who made that call? I know, the Fed. But you know what I mean? Like, things seem to be going better than what people thought post-COVID. And then it was like, oh, but wait, COVID's still around. But no one's going to fall for that scam of a vaccine anymore. And now that the truth is finally more available, it's like, you all slammed together this vaccine. You don't know what's in it. You don't know what it's done to people. And, I mean, is the government really going to be accountable for that? I don't know. And I believe that there should be. There are times when you need a government. During a pandemic, when you need a vaccine, that makes sense. But it feels like they threw a lot of things at the wall and risked all of our health as a sort of a socially engineered experiment. Like, you can threaten somebody's job with a vaccine. It's your body. It's your body. Why, if I want to die from a virus, then what does that have to do with me working for you? You tell us to wear a mask. We put on the mask. The mask didn't work. You told us to social distance, which I am a natural social distancer, so that wasn't a problem. I'm still all for it. But I mean, the reality is we didn't know what was happening, and we kind of could guess just based off of viruses that the thing was going to mutate and become something else. And I mean, it was made in a lab, and I'm still not convinced, even though I haven't read anything where it said it was anything malicious. It sounds like negligence. It sounds like China was so busy trying to become this global leader on pandemics and viruses that they let one loose and they couldn't control it. That's what it sounds like. But it took 2 years to get to that. It took 2 years for a legitimate news organization to say the origin of the virus. And I don't know, I've heard somewhere, more than one place, that they're actually trying to destroy the major cities in the United States. Not foreign entities, but like the U.S. government wants to, I don't know why. I don't understand what the point of that would be, but there seems to be a plan at large to get rid of big major cities. And that's why the homelessness and the crime and all that is going unchecked. Fascinating stuff. I'm drinking some mushroom coffee. And I mean, believe what you want to believe. But I mean, if you do your own research, it's not an uncommon theory. And with all of this lack of addressing crime, it's really not a hard stretch, especially if you live in an area where there's crime. You know, you got so many people who are detached. They don't read the newspaper. They don't seem to know what's going on in their own communities. I think that's weird. I'm not saying you got to inundate yourself in it, but you should know what's going on in your community. At least if you're not going to understand or watch world news, I get that. But at least know what's going on in your community. How can you fix something if you're not aware it's a problem? And unfortunately, most people don't think about criminal justice until they're the victim of something. And then it's like, throw the book at them. OK, well, you had an opportunity this whole time to be involved in this process and understand it more. And now you only care because somebody stole your Kia. Or worse, did something horrible to you and your family member, hurt you, violated you in some way. And I get that, but I don't get that. Be a part of your community before crime happens. Like I told you guys, my neighbor, nice man, but he was just like, oh, I feel sorry for the guy at first. And then when the dude was exposing himself in the stairwell and masturbating and smoking weed, and then he found out he was a sex offender, he was like, oh, this mother, he should never get out of jail. Okay, that's not how it works. It's not. So anyway, everything seems to be going okay. I do look forward to, right now hospice is looking for a place to, so my mom can get some respite care, which would be ideal for me, because I realized last night I have a little PTSD. I mean, it took me a long time to fall asleep, so I'm a little sleepy. But also, like, every little noise I was reacting to, and it's like, this is all because of, you know, having to jump up every time she jumps up. And, I mean, let's be honest, it's not going to get any better. So I have to figure something out, or some sort of miracle has to land on my lap. People keep saying they are praying for us, and I appreciate it, and I receive all of them because we need them. On a much lighter note, I'm super happy to have Russell Wilson in Steeler Nation. Listen, the Steelers haven't been good in probably, I don't know how long Ben Roethlisberger has been retired, but his last few seasons weren't that great. And nobody wanted to admit it, and he was too fragile of an ego to draft a quarterback. So they didn't really have a plan. And, you know, they had these kind of middling quarterbacks, Mason Rudolph and somebody else. And I'm a lifelong Steeler fan. I grew up watching the Steelers and rooting for the Steelers in the 70s. So that is my perennial evergreen franchise. And it just has been really difficult to watch them. And I like T.J. Watt and everything. He gets injured too much for me, for my preference, for my taste. But I do like him, and I love the defense with Minka Fitzpatrick. And it's that defense that keeps them in conversations. So they don't need, you know, Tom Brady. They only need a game manager, someone who can make some plays, someone who can do some play action, and maybe once in a while get some first downs with his feet, someone who can improvise. And for the first time in his career, I believe Mike Tomlin is going to have a quarterback that likes and respects him. a star quarterback. I don't think Roethlisberger liked or respected Tomlin, and they figured out how to make it work, you know? Well, probably mostly Mike, because he has some personalities on his teams. Antonio Brown, Roethlisberger, fucking Le'Veon Bell. Where did he go? I mean, he went to the Jets and then disappeared. You should have stayed on the Steelers. And he was a good running back, too. I mean, he had to manage a ton of personalities. I don't know what happened to Chase Claypool, but when Tomlin gives up on a young brother, young receiver, that's you already know. Their receiver corps has been waiting for a quarterback. And like I said, they don't need Tom Brady. They don't need somebody, you know, to light it up and you know, carry the whole franchise. They just need somebody who can get the ball distributed. You got Deontay. I can't remember his last name right now. Deontay and George Pickens. Yeah. Pickett is the QB. He's not very good. And I'm not saying he won't get better. You know, he was sort of thrown into the fire, and everybody's not Josh Allen. Josh Allen took a while to become Josh Allen. I mean, look at who thought Jordan Love was going to be this good. You know, he sat behind, everybody kept saying, well, he's sitting behind Aaron Rodgers for like 5 years, but he turned out to be really, really good. I mean, Green Bay is looking competitive. Now, here's what's curious. I know it's only March, but I'll be really surprised to see what the fall brings in terms of can Aaron Rodgers actually still play. I mean, he went down within the first 40 seconds of his first game for the Jets. They might be cursed. I don't know. It seems like their franchise is doomed, sort of like the St. Louis Cardinals and Arizona Cardinals subsequently. They don't seem all that great either. Even when they start to win and look a little decent, they can't go all the way. But I'm super thrilled. Russell Wilson to the Steelers. That's what I wanted. I called it, I believe, on this podcast. And I think it's going to be a good look for both sides. They're in the playoffs. The Broncos were headed to the playoffs until they started screwing with Russ. And all these people that hate Russ, they have nothing to do with his football play. They just dislike him. I mean, the dude's cool. If you get a chance, you should check him out on Brandon Marshall's podcast. You can probably find it on YouTube. I know you can find it on YouTube because I watched it on YouTube. I think it's called I Am Athlete is Brandon's podcast. But it's cool because obviously he and Russ are friends. Brandon's friends with Sierra. And it's nice to hear him talk to his friends. You just don't hear much from Russell Wilson. And people say crazy shit about him. And he just doesn't seem to care. And, you know, Brandon brings out parts of him that you didn't know existed. It's really cool. So anyway, I got a lot of work to do. I'm going to jump off of here, but I appreciate everybody who listens. Continue to like, share, and subscribe. I had such big plans this year, but the traumatic brain injury sort of derailed a few things. But we're working around it. We're figuring things out. I still would like to grow the podcast, so we'll see how it goes. But if you like sharing it with other people, I appreciate that. If you want to cash app me, it's Just Media Works. I would appreciate that too. I'm a little tired. There was a lot of caregiving that happened between Friday afternoon and now. And I didn't get a great sleep last night. I'm so bummed. But God is good, and I have energy, and I'm drinking this mushroom coffee. I don't think it's going to be the only coffee I can have for the day because I'm going to need some coffee, but I know it's good for my brain and my gut, so I'm going to chug it down. All right, everybody, have an amazing day. Take care of yourselves. Be your best.